It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we just ended a Sunday school lesson on Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. However, at the end of that Sunday school lesson and before the next one, there's a couple of poems that I'm going to read in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read these two poems that were at the end of this Sunday school lesson. The first one is attributed to no one. It simply says, selected. Our eyes see dimly till by faith anointed, and our blind choosing brings us grief and pain. Through him alone, who hath our way appointed, we find our peace again. Let us press on in patient self-denial. Accept the hardship. Shrink not from the lost. Our guerdon lies beyond the hour of trial. Our crown beyond the cross. Now the second poem is attributed to one J. Boring. In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathered round its head sublime. When the wolves of life o'ertake me, hopes deceive me, and fears annoy, never shall the cross forsake me. Lo, it grows with peace and joy. When the sun of bliss is beaming, light and love upon its way, from the cross the radiance streaming adds more luster to the day. Bane and blessing, pain and pleasure, by the cross are sanctified. Peace is there that knows no measure, joys that through all time abide. I turn the page in this old Sunday school book that I have before me, and I've come to a Sunday school lesson that was prepared for the Sunday schools of April the 24th, 1927. It is about Peter at the Transfiguration. There are two texts. The first one is Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 10. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and bringeth them into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his garments became glistering, exceeding white, so as no fuller on earth can whiten them. And there appeared unto them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking about Jesus. And Peter answering saith to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah. For he knew not what to answer, for they became sore afraid. And there came a cloud overshadowing them, and there came a voice out of the cloud, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, looking round about, they saw no one any more, save Jesus only with themselves. And as they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen, save when the Son of Man should have risen again from the dead. And they kept the saying, questioning among themselves what the rising again from the dead should mean. The second text is 2 Peter 1, verses 16 through 18. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power of his coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there was borne such a voice to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the voice, we ourselves heard, born out of heaven, when we were with him in the Holy Mount. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Mark chapter 9 in verse 7. "There came a voice out of the cloud, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" The devotional reading is Isaiah chapter 6. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, 'Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King Jehovah of hosts.' Then one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, 'Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sins forgiven.' And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then said I, 'Here am I, send me.' And he said, 'Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn again, and be healed.' Then said I, 'Lord, how long?' And he answered, 'Until the cities be waste without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land become utterly waste, and Jehovah hath removed men far away, and the forsaken places be many in the midst of the land. And if there be yet a tenth in it, it shall be turned up, eaten up, as a terebinth and as an oak, whose stock remaineth when they are felled. So the holy seed is the stock thereof.'" The additional reading material is Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 20. Matthew 17, 1 through 20. "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his garments became white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter answered and said unto Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, I will make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' While he was yet speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice came out of the cloud, saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.' And the disciples heard it, and they fell on their face, and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and said, 'Arise, be not afraid.' And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one save Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, 'Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen from the dead.' And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come?' And he answered and said, 'Elijah indeed cometh, and shall restore all things. But I say unto you, that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but did unto him whatsoever they would. Even so shall the Son of Man also suffer of them. Then understood the disciples that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a man kneeling to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and suffereth grievously. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and oftentimes into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon went out of him, and the boy was cured from that hour. And then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could we not cast it out? And he saith unto them, Because of your little faith. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, Remove thence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible to you. In the geographic note for this Sunday school lesson, we find it is more than probable that this high mountain was Mount Hermon, or some spur of it, on a terrace of which Caesarea Philippi was built. It's about 10,000 feet above the sea and could be seen from almost all parts of Palestine. Mount Hermon is frequently mentioned in the Bible. And so we look at the explanatory notes. I'm going to read again Mark verse 2. This is Mark chapter 9 in verse 2. And after 6 days Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John and bringeth them up to a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them after 6 days. Now, Luke says about 8 days after the saying, the confession and conversation of the last lesson. Luke counts parts of the days before and after the entire 6 days. There is no discrepancy. Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, the three who stood with him in the death chamber in Jairus' house, who a few months after this lesson were with him in dark Gethsemane, and who were afterward called pillars in the church, Galatians 2 and verse 9. These were nearest to Jesus because they were fitted in character for this position. This was not favoritism or partiality. As they had proven faithful then little, they were prepared for greater opportunities. Learning what was committed to them, they were advanced to higher studies. This principle is true today and should encourage all to noble efforts. The other nine were left at the foot of the mountain. Mark 9 in verse 30 says, And they went forth after Peter's confession, this transfiguration and the healing of the demonic, from thence and passed into Galilee. As on other occasions, Jesus withdrew from the world below and went up into this mountain to pray, Luke 9:28, to spend the night in prayer. He usually went alone, but this time he took these three. Why did Jesus pray alone? He went out a great while before the day to be alone in prayer. He spent whole nights alone in prayer. Why alone? The presence of others would interfere with his perfect communion with his Father. In Gethsemane, he left the 8 at the gate and left the other 3 who were with him on the inside and prayed alone. They could not understand and appreciate his prayer. There is the desire to be alone now, to pray in the still and quiet hours of the night, when one wishes to pour out his soul unreservedly to God for wisdom and courage and guidance and grace, and yearns to lay hold on the strong arm of the Almighty One for support in weakness or in distress. When all pray with one accord, the case is very different. But when others cannot understand and appreciate the prayer, one prefers to be alone and not undisturbed by the presence of others.